Our first guest today is Kevin Mike Land, Senior Manager from Conn Resnick LLP. Good morning, Kevin. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. And I, when he said, you know, in the weeds, you know, I didn't recognize Walter because he's wearing camouflage.
You know, we got to fit in with the color of weed, you know. Yeah, Jeffrey. You know, it's amazing. We have someone on the show. You look at the Gold Rush Alex, and we have the guy that made the money is the guy that sold the shovel. Kevin is an accountant. And Kevin, why don't you explain what Conn Resnick does and how you got into this business of the weed?
Sure. Happy to. So Conn Resnick is the 10th, 11th largest CPA firm in the United States, and we have a dedicated cannabis practice. So with the two combined, we're the largest CPA firm serving the U.S. cannabis market. And we're with one of our affiliates in Canada, we're serving both plant and non-plant touching companies here in the United States and across our northern border into Canada.
So how did you guys get into this business, Kevin, decide to represent the cannabis business?
Sure. Well, I'll start with how I got into it. So it was the implications
like
of
we,
you know, I would say like Bill Clinton, you know, I smoke but never inhale, right? So on the, you know, why I got into it, how I decided to pursue it further was with the implications of the November 2016 election. That was the, you know, the point at which the train was left the station. We had more than half of the states with a medical program, large economies or states in the United States with large economies decided to pass legislation for recreational programs. So once that happened, it, you know, in doing some research into the industry of where it was today and where it could go into the future and how that evolution would look, it became clear that it was, from my perspective, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to support a industry like this. And importantly, to promote triple bottom line decisions. So my firm, I would say, was, you know, very similar. Our Conn Resnick is two parts in terms of its history. And one of those parts is the Resnick Group, which is based in the affordable housing industry. And so they had a very similar path in terms of supporting that industry in its early years. And now today, one of the leaders in the affordable housing industry. And so we see that as looking to our roots as a firm and supporting an industry that has potential for a lot of financial and economic and socioeconomic impact, and wanted to support the industry.
Kevin, when you say bottom line, what do you actually mean?
So when most people think of bottom line, they think about dollars and cents. And so the triple bottom line looks at all the stakeholders in the picture, which includes particularly like your employees and the communities that you serve. And so that's what I mean by triple bottom line.
Now you find you, although this is legal in Massachusetts, it's still federally illegal, so you don't get the tax benefit. Why don't you talk a little bit about 280E and how dispensaries and recreational facilities deal with that issue, since they can't write off employee benefits?
Okay, so I mean that's a pretty complicated, I would say, situation, but to simplify it. Basically, companies that are plant touching are subject to this code section 280 cap E, which denies business deductions for expenses incurred other than cost of goods sold. So your selling general administrative costs are not deductible. So you're effectively taxed on your gross profit. So that kind of tax situation results in higher tax liabilities and ultimately lower after tax return that can be deployed right back into the company or in terms of distributions to owners.
So how do you, when you're advising clients on how to set up their businesses, what's some good advice you could give someone looking at this business?
So advice to other CPAs or those with a tax background, so tax advisors, so also the legal community, is to think about the efficient tax structures that have been created for other industries. So leverage the models that are used in other industries, and you can find tax efficient models to use in this industry.
Can you give an example?
If I gave the example, I'd be giving away the secret sauce.
That's very good. Now, how would you advise people that are looking to open up a recreation business in marijuana?
I would say start with somebody like Walter, and because the political environment is very important now, and I imagine in the future. So having somebody like Walter and other professionals that round out a team, so whether it's a combination of having everybody in-house or having a combination in-house and out-house advisors, have that built out so that all the different aspects of a professional business are covered and you have those that you can leverage and lean on when it's needed.
Kevin, I find that you're dealing with lawyers and lobbyists on both, that they somewhat forget about bringing in the accountant. When I advise clients, I advise relatives, well, you really should talk to accountants on helping set up the business. Lawyers are great, tell you how to set up a corporation and everything, but an accountant can actually help you through the benefits of deductions and so forth. What would you advise a client getting into the marijuana business from the accounting perspective?
So for advice to a client that's getting into this business, I would say look for an accounting firm that is not just a cannabis firm. And so find one that ideally has a, and I think it depends on where you want to go, right? What is your goal? So if you're intending to be a state-only cannabis operator like Massachusetts, then find a good CPA firm in Massachusetts. If you're looking to go beyond the borders of the state, then yes, you could start with a firm here in Massachusetts, or I would recommend looking at a firm that has a regional or national footprint and has the breadth and depth of resources that you're going to need as the not only your business evolves, but the industry evolves. Because it is moving at such a rapid pace, primarily due to the political environment. And that political environment is driving capital inflows here that is just year after year is just breaking records.
Kevin, do you have any tips for us on how we might find somebody who's qualified to do this? What are some things to look for? Where are some resources we can find? Could help you in that.
So information for somebody who wants to, like,
find an accountant, find a lawyer.
Find an accountant? Sure. I think that good places to look are if you're getting into business as an entrepreneur for the first time, that's not an easy task. And so, which is unlike somebody who's coming from previously running a business, they probably already have those relationships or reach out to, within their network. So if you're having to develop a network for the first time, I would say trying to read as much as possible, like, and it can be difficult, or even on a Google search, firms. I would say when I first got into this, the number of firms that were supporting the industry is a lot less than it is today. So I think it's easier today to find qualified CPA firms and other professional service providers through a Google search. And I would recommend, so I would, I guess I would start there. And if not there, just think about the reputable firms and do an inquiry and find out if they have a cannabis practice.
You know, Kevin, you made a comment earlier, is really look at whether you're hiring a lawyer, whether you're hiring an accountant, or whatever specialized industry you're looking for to help you with your cannabis business. Don't really look at somebody that's just promoting that they're involved in the cannabis business as an accountant or a lawyer. You do need someone much broader than that. And you agree with that?
I do, because although there are unique challenges and opportunities in this industry, it still faces the same traditional challenges and opportunities that other industries face. So if you have a firm that has taken the time to understand and those unique challenges and opportunities coming from experience servicing the industry verticals that this touches, so whether that be real estate, manufacturing and distribution, retail, that's where you're going to get, I think, that right mix of industry knowledge and the, you know, traditional and unique.
Well, thank you, Kevin. If you want to help, if people want to find you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Best way to contact me would be email or over the phone. And, okay. You know, and you can reach out to the local, you know, Cohen Resnick has an office in Boston where I'm based out of, and call our office line and ask for me and be happy to talk to you further about your goals and how I could help or maybe somebody else can.
Kevin, why don't you give your email address and telephone number?
Sure, I'll give you my direct line, 857-264-3912. And my email address is my first name, Kevin, dot last name, Michaelan, MICHAELAN. So that's MichaelAN at CohnResnick.com.
Great. Thank you very much for joining
us, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us this morning. This is Radio Entrepreneur.